Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you tune in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Well, y'all know, man, how I do. I'm always bringing the finest people up on the podcast, from artists to actors, and just sometimes just to talk about situations. So today, I have somebody that I met back in our incarceration days, he used to formerly known as Bo Lyrics. Now he go by Bo Tiggy. So, yo, introduce yourself, tell him where you from, and, you know, what made you change yourself name from Bo Lyrics to Bo Tiggy.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Memphis. And I was recently known as Bo Lyrics. And, yeah, me and Joaquin, we did some time together, and I was probably Bo Lyrics the whole time. But I got out, you know, I made a little music here and there, and it just, you know, really, I felt like I was trying to fit in with the mainstream music nowadays, and the mainstream music is not my forte right now, because I'm gonna be brutally honest, it's trash. And and I felt like, you know, I was trying to fit in. Like, why am I trying to fit in this box? You know what I'm saying? This gangster rap and this net. So why not, you know, reinvent myself and, you know, do the music that I was normally created to do?
Basically what you said you was gonna do when we got out, when it was like, hey, man, I'm gonna do this, right? And, you know, I'm gonna be honest, you know, you know, M-Town, you from Memphis, what's up? Shout out to Crazy J that I know down there in the M-Town too. Y'all might need to hook up. You from the M-Town too. Take it like this. Honestly, like, you know, don't think I ain't been watching, right? So I actually was thinking to myself, I said, okay. I'm like, hold on. I'm going to tell you what I was thinking, right? I was like, okay, Bo Lyrics. Hold on, man. What is this music you putting out now? I never said nothing. Actually, you know, I think I hit you up a couple of times. But, you know, sometimes you got to let a person do what they do, and maybe they'll figure it out. So I was thinking.
Right.
And then, you know, me and my girl was like, dang, man, what is he doing? You know, I said, hold on. This just ain't fitting him. I was like, what? Then I start hearing your stuff. I'm like, man, he's trying to fit in with these new cats, man. Like, I was saying, I said, you know what, but maybe that's the lane he want to go, but it just wasn't making sense to me. So I just said, okay.
And it was really just me, like, just chasing that dollar. Like, I felt like that's where the money was coming from. You got to put out that type of music to even see a penny, you know what I'm saying? That's what it seemed like, because
man, they ain't really seeing no pennies.
I mean, yeah.
Let's be real, you know what I'm saying? These guys got some crazy deals. So, okay. So let me ask you a question now. So now you're going by Bo Tiggity now. So since you said, look, I ain't trying to fit into this motherfucking shit that these motherfuckers doing. I'm trying to do my own thing. I want to fit in a whole new realm. So what is your plans now? What you got that you putting together that is going to separate you from what everybody else doing?
All right, cool. So the plan now is really like to, you know, me, if I had to compare myself, I'd say a Drake or J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar
type. Okay.
You know, more on that level. So the plan now is to bring lyrics back. Like, let's introduce lyrics back into the music industry. And not just lyrics, like, Let's take it back to the music that we can play in family functions, and where grandma can get up and dance, and even the babies and the grandbabies can get up and dance to the same music, versus grandma sitting over there like, what is this? What is y'all playing? You know.
True.
Nah, we want that real music, and so yeah, that's the goal right now.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Now let me give your take. But first and foremost, everybody that's come on this podcast and you're a hip-hop artist, I'm going to ask, who's your top four hip-hop artists? First and foremost, we're not going to even – you want to bring Tupac, Biggie, and all that. Okay, I get that. I want to ask you, who's your top four now? And they can be old rappers and still doing their thing now. You feel me? Because I had put Eminem in mind, believe it or not. You know, he's still murdering the game at 48 years old. You feel me?
That's one of mine.
Yeah. So tell me, who's your top four hip hop artists at the moment in time right now?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Well, I probably named three of them already, but you ain't really heard much from J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
You know, well, give me your top four. Just give me your top four. Well, you know, J. Cole got a new album about to come out May 21st. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I seen it.
Hit me with your top four.
All right, so whenever J. Cole drop, okay, that's J. Cole. I'm going to say, I got to say Drake, because it's like, you know, dude put something out and just end up on the top of the chart just automatically for some reason. But I like his music. And man, I gotta say, who just really running things? I gotta say Lil Baby, because it's like,
oh, I got Lil Baby in my top four. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and I mess with Bill
okay.
Lewis.
Okay, so well, who so you say so your first one is Cole, right?
Yeah,
I'm your say second Cole. Is Kendrick Lamar, your third one is Drake, and your number four is Lil Baby.
Little baby, yeah.
All right, no doubt. Okay, well, look, I'm going to tell you, my top four was actually, my number one was Eminem. My number two was J. Cole. My number three was Kendrick Lamar. And my number four was Little Baby. That was actually my top four. Okay. So the only thing we got different is you got Drake and I got Eminem. Yeah, no doubt. Let me ask you, so what do you think about what hip-hop is now? Say you got people like Busta Rhymes who's coming back out that's getting 10 million, 15 million views. Like, these cats are filling everybody. Be like, hey, you sound like Busta Rhymes. Like, hey, I know, but I'm a little deeper. My voice is a little deeper than Busta's, but I get it. But yeah, what you think about that, man? What you think about where hip hop is now? Do you think it's coming back to the lyrical content? Because you listen to these new. Some of these new hip-hop artists that are actually coming out, you got a lot of these cats coming out with some new content. Some real good lyrical content.
Yeah, it's a lot of, now I will say it's a lot of content now, but as you know, via social media then opened the door for a lot. And a lot of artists. But as pros and cons to that, I feel like anybody can blow up now. So it's like, I feel like most of the music nowadays, man, it ain't lyrical. You know what I'm saying?
Like Cordae, you got to listen to a lot of independent artists, people like Token and people like Dax, people like Hobson, people like Chris Webby, people like Tom McDonald. I listen to a lot of independent artists, man. Like, and they killing the game, man. When I say killing the game, they getting over $300-400 million, $400 million streams. They in the UK, they in Japan. They're not on mainstream radio. They be on the Sway Morning Show. They be on Breakfast Club. You know, look at Jordan Lucas. You know what I mean? I fuck
Jordan Lucas.
No doubt. So yeah. So I tell you this like this, okay? When you say blow up, you meaning by mainstream. You meaning by, okay, you might see them on TV. You might hear them on the radio a lot. But a lot of these cats ain't getting bread like that. You know, they basically getting fucked with no Vaseline by the labels. And a lot of their music is really not popping like that. That we think is popping because we hear it all the time. But it's really not. That's why you'll hear them today. And then you won't hear them again tomorrow. You know what I mean? So staying true to yourself, right? So what is your plans? What you got coming out soon? What you working on?
I'm working on this this song called Muddy Waters. And
do you even know who Muddy Waters was?
Yeah, it was a blues singer out of Mississippi.
Mississippi, old Muddy Waters. And actually, he was the reason Muddy Waters. Rolling Stone called themselves the Rolling Stone. They named themselves after his song. But I'm listening to go ahead. Let me know what you're working on.
So it's mixed with a tribute to Muddy Waters. And it's talking about how, you know, growing up in poverty-stricken neighborhood, you know, where mama had to work two jobs, sometimes three jobs, you know, just the life of a black adolescent, you know, and not just really having much. And then, you know, just making something out of nothing, basically. So that's what the song about, like, how I started doing music, you know, started making money from it, and then started taking it serious like that. So,
let me ask you this. What is your end game? So you say that, okay, I got this song I'm working on. So are you finna just start releasing singles?
I'd rather release a single because I rather give people something to attached to before I just drop a whole project, you know what I'm saying, and jump head first, because I did that under the name Bo Lyrics. It was a whole project, and probably one or two songs probably got the most streams on there, but I just felt like it was bad promo, you know what I'm saying, it was bad marketing, and versus when you drop a single, you give people something to hold on to, something to attach to. Like, okay, yeah, I like that, John. You know, you make sure you milk the cow.
Yeah,
you got to get all you can get out of that single. Then you hit them with something else.
I'll tell you this. I'm telling you what I've been doing. I released 5 singles, right? I end up getting like 8,000 monthly listeners. Let me see. I released it, Fuck You, Hate Me, Jokes on You, A Black Man, Get It and Flip It. And shit, a boss, right? Now, everything that I had on Spotify, I took everything else down, and I started with that to rebrand, right? And I released videos to all them songs that are out, have a video to it, except 2 of them. Now, I did something, right? I said, cool, I'm going to promote this song and this song. So, Fuck You, Hate Me got 16,000 views on YouTube, right? But Get It and Flip It only has 700 views. All right. When I released Jokes on You, I actually got my son in the video. It got 27,000 views as of today. Been out 2 months, got 27,000 views. And I'm just speaking.
I seen that.
I'm speaking like real shit on that. So it lets me know that people are really tired of the same old. So you got to be spitting some shit that means something. You can put some lyrics to it. You can make it feel good, and people gonna listen to it, but you're keeping it real.
Right.
Then sometimes it's good to do some little club music every now and then. But I think where we at now is people want to hear substance. You know what I'm saying? And I think the people that's already, if you start looking at numbers, go back to looking at the baby numbers now. His numbers ain't the same as they were a year and a half ago. You know what I mean? Now look at Lil Baby numbers. His numbers have grown from then what it was 2 years ago.
He up there.
So think about what he got a song with Jordan Lucas right now called Raymond and OJ. All right. So
I heard that one. I gotta go check it out.
Yeah. Go check that out. Some reason my damn camera keep on flitching, but it don't matter. I don't give a damn. Look at Cordae. You know, look at Cordae. Look what he doing. You know, he dropped the YBN and he just Cordae, and he got a song with Q-Tip, matter of fact. So I think that lyrical content is coming back. And I think right now that we are in an age where it really doesn't matter where you kind of start, because you got cats that's in their 30s, cats that's in their 40s, cats that's in their late 20s that's really killing the game. You know what I mean? Because right now, it's about the music. They can get access so quick. If you spitting something, it's good. Look at Busta. Busta just came back in the game. You know what I mean? And look what, and these young cats like, man, oh, I be listening to Busta. What you know about Busta? You feel me? Yeah. Because he reinvented himself, but he still Busta Rhymes. Look at his videos. Right. He got a song called Czar. His video is like still out of this world. You feel me? Like, this man is like in the king and like, come on, man. It's different. But I love that it's coming back around. So the
people know how to stay relevant.
Yeah, yeah. But then he's still spitting that hot shit too. So I'm just glad that it's coming back around where people that actually got substance in their music. You know, at first I used to be like, man, fuck this new shit. I'll be honest with you. I still don't really listen to it like that. But I got to think about it. You know what? Let them have a time. You know, because it's going to come back to substance. It's going to come back to where people want to hear something.
And that's what it is. And that's what it really is. It was just the people that with substance, they kind of fell back. So the youngins started to run the game and all this new music. And it's like people really just hunting. So they really settle in for whatever you got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because actually think about it. Kendrick Lamar released the album in 4 years.
4 years.
4 years. Think about it. Now Nas and Jay-Z just got a song out now, and Nas got a new album out and people listening to it. Rest in peace, DMX, man. Oh man, it's crazy. He was down here in Nashville, and somebody I know got to meet him, and DMX actually went to his house. And he sat down and talked to him and people that was at his house. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's dope.
Rest in peace, DMX, man. But I always wanted to meet him because I know we could have had a good conversation. But he got a new album dropping May 28th, I think. It's called Exodus. So look at that. You know, before he died, he actually had a new song out with the Lox called Bout Shit. Go look that up, man. You ain't really bout shit. We let the dogs out. Hey, that shit. Hey, you feel me? So I'm just saying, these cats coming back out, the Lox, and they talking about 8-9 million views. Nas, Busta, Eminem, of course. You got a lot of these cats that's coming out that was banging back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, and they coming in the game and they getting millions of views, man, because people are like, dang, man. Oh, man, who's this? Or, this is what you call it from back in. You feel what I mean? And that's where it's at. So, I think right now is the perfect.
It's a whole new audience.
Yeah. It's a perfect time right now. Perfect time to put that lyrical content in the game. Have substance to what you're talking about. I ain't knocking these cats that ain't got substance, but I ain't trying to hear that shit. It's cool when you're in the club and you're going off some fucking drugs and shit. Yeah, it's cool to listen to. But this ain't shit that I can apply to my life. And look, you can still have substance and have a club banger. You know, it's how you do something. So I'm talking about, Shorty got a fat ass or some shit like that, right? I can make that shit sound good, like, I pull up in and look at, on it with that fatty, with my daddy, like other daddy. You know what I mean? You can still make that shit sound good.
You can make it pop.
Exactly. You feel me? So that's why I think that substance has always been my thing. Don't get me wrong. I had some guilty pleasures that I listened to that I'm like, I don't know why I listen to this motherfucker, but I like it. You know what I mean? I got people like that.
Right.
But for the most
part, I'm going to tell you, man. And another thing, I want to say one more thing. I ain't going to say one more thing, but producers really winning. I think producers is running the game because even if the lyrics garbage, you know what I'm saying? You listening to the beat. So you really like, all right. Even though he ain't talking about shit.
Now, when you say producers are running the game, right? Okay, I feel you on that, right? I get why you say that the producers are running the game. But this is what I want to say. What kind of producer are you when you letting these whack motherfuckers? Okay, I ain't going to even say whack, okay? And let me take it out of my terminology. I'm going to say you like hip-hop. Because to me, rap and hip-hop is not the same. Me and another artist from Indiana, you should go check that out on the podcast. His name's Skip. We did an interview and he was saying that it's two separate genres. I said, yeah, that's right. Rap and hip hop is not the same genre to me. But my thing is, if I'm a beat maker, because, you know, I used to make beats. I ain't made no beat in a long time. I might need to get back on it. But if I'm going to make a beat, it ain't going to be about the money to me. I'm going to put, for example, when have you heard Dr. Dre make a beat for a whack artist? Name one.
Never.
Okay. Let me ask this other question. When have you ever heard Just Blaze make a beat for a whack artist?
I don't care if it was a whack artist. If he on a Just Blaze beat, then 9 times out of 10, he wasn't whack no more.
but that's the thing. Just Blaze is not gonna put nobody that he don't feel is good on his beats. He's been saying that for years. Right. So if you listen to Just Blaze beat and it's a Just Blaze, whoever that artist is, it's spitting. All
right.
When you hear Dre beat, whoever that artist is, it's spitting. If you hear Eminem beat, whoever that artist is, he's spitting. The reason why, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these producers are they're money chasing. They money clout now. It's like, give me the $500,000. Give me the million. I'll make you a beat. I don't care what. But see, that's what happened to the artistry of music. And Ice-T talked about it. And I talked about this again before in my podcast. But it's an art form. So if you're a producer and you love your shit, this is my art, this is what I do. If I bring you a beat, you better kill it. I ain't finna give you my beat and you up on here bullshitting, no type of substance, no type of flow. You just say whatever the fuck you want. And it's like, oh, well, I got his beat, so it's gonna pop. See, back then,
don't work like that.
In the 90s, early 2000s, and stuff like that. Now, you remember, if you heard Fabulous, he was on a hot beat and it was made by a hot producer. I hate to say it. If you heard, and this is just real talk, if you heard a lot of South artists that wasn't spitting about nothing, like people like DJ Unk, people like Yin Yang Twins, and people like Soulja Boy, when you heard them, guess who they had beats by? They sales of Mr. Colin Park. You know what I mean? Colin Park was making a lot of them beats back then. And because that was his lane. He didn't make beats for people that were spitting lyrics, and he wasn't making beats for people like Outkast or people like, you know, Scarface.
Yeah. Bubba Sparks.
You feel what I mean?
He made pretty much dance beats.
Yeah. You know, okay. Now, Timbaland.
Up tempo.
Now, look at Timbaland, right? You really don't see Timbaland making beats for no whack artists that he don't feel is good enough for his beats.
But I'm going to tell you why. Timberland wants 6 figures.
Jazz got 6 figures. Okay, but let me say something. Jordan Lucas got a Timberland beat. Now, I bet you Jordan Lucas didn't play 6 figures. I bet you Timberland was like, hey, man,
I like this nigga's lyrics.
Yeah, and look, that's what he used to be. You know, back then, a beat maker would come to an artist and be like, man, I want to hear you on one of my tracks. Neptunes used to do that. Hey, man, I can put you on one of these tracks. You feel me? Now it's like, if you are, you know, no shame to DJ Mustard or London on the track and all them. But then these days, it's like, I don't know if you remember Lex Luger, but these days it's like, give me the money, I'll make you a beat.
They're just trying to get that break, that big break.
That's it. You know what I mean? And this is the thing. If you an artist, right? I mean, if you a beat maker and you making all these beats for all these different artists, okay, you hot for a year.
Oh, you went out on me. Okay, there you go.
All right.
I'm listening. Yeah, you went out on me for a second.
All right, cool. Like for example, you think about this, when DJ Mustard was in it, when Lex Luger was in the game, he was running the game for a while. When DJ Mustard was in the game, he was running the game for a while. London on the Track was running the game for a while. Metro Boomin. This is the thing. When you start making beats for everybody, then there's like no substance. And it's like, okay, I know who beat that is. And they got this whack person. People stop listening to him. So a lot of these producers used to be hot, but then they not hot no more. Now, there's another producer that came in. All right, you know, but let me say something. Dr. Dre, For Real, Neptunes, Just Blaze, all them cats like that, they will always be hot. Timberland, they will always be hot. You know why? Because they love they shit. This is art to me, so I'm not going to give this to anybody.
Right.
Look, let's just be real. Do you really think, let me name an artist. I don't even know half of these artists' names. They all sound fucking like.
But see, but are you right? Because nowadays, though, I mean, you would pretty much hear this. It's a lot of producers that's, they beat sound the same. So nowadays, you really like.
Who made that collab?
Like, who made that? Like, yeah. They must be collabing with each other or some shit.
Yeah, because you know all of them sound the same. Even right. To this day, you know a Timberland beat when you hear.
Exactly.
Even to this day, you know a Neptune beat, a For Real beat when you hear.
Especially a Just Blaze, because, be hype.
Okay, think about this. When he did Pump It Up for Joe Budden, man, they still play that. Just Blaze, Pump It Up like I came to get it started. I came to get it. That was his only fucking hit. But guess
it's
what?
Still it It's still a hit, though.
Just watching TikTok, and it was some young cat about 18, 19 dancing on Pump It Up. Pump It Up. He started doing flips. I'm like, let me be honest with you. When the last time you heard like a stir fry. Who's playing that? Ain't no nuts call to me, go. But who's playing that? Matter of fact, when the last time you heard Versace? When the last time you heard it?
Man, six years ago?
When it came out.
Right.
Name something that people are still playing of Migos. When you riding down the street, do you hear it? Let's just be honest. Let's be real. You guess what? You hear people still playing DMX?
Oh yeah.
You feel me?
Hey, classic albums.
You talking about five? He's the only artist that ever did five multi-platinum albums.
Mm-hmm.
Only
and drop. He went double platinum. He went two platinum albums in 1 year.
Yeah.
Two albums in 1 year.
And no artist ever has did that.
Never.
And it ain't gonna be done.
I feel like I gotta check some of them people you were saying, what was it, Corday?
Corday. Corday. D-A-E.
Okay, I gotta go check the music out. Cause I've been sleeping on a lot of independent artists and probably cause I've been trying to focus on my music, and I tend to shit the outset out, you know, when I'm trying to make an album or something.
Okay.
But yeah, I need to check that out.
Yeah. So you know, we gonna try to get something together while me and you, man, do a little mixtape, little EP, man, and get some stuff going on, and no doubt, man. We gonna do
that. Most definitely.
So check this out. So now that we gonna go to our last segment of the day, and the name of this is called Brutally Honest. Basically, I give you a question, and you gotta be brutally honest about it. And if you're not honest about it, I will rag your motherfucking ass. You got it?
Ah, man, he's gonna rag me.
No doubt. Now you got to be brutally honest. Okay, here we go. All right, question of the day is, have you ever hurt the person you love out of spite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, was it worth it?
No. Yeah, it ain't never worth it.
All right, well, I'll tell you something.
It's probably worth it at the time.
At the time, okay.
Nah.
Hey, guess what? I did it too. I did it out of fucking spite because I'm like, okay, motherfucker, you going to do this? I'm going to do this. Fuck that. You know what I mean? And at right. the time, it feels good. But then later on down the line, it's like, I might shouldn't have did that.
I should have did
it. Because it make it worse. It make it worse. Right. Well, check this out. Give everybody where they can find, well, since you changed your name to Boutiquity now, do you have any sites or anywhere where people can find your music or your upcoming stuff going on?
Man, y'all can follow me at Boutiquity on Instagram. It's actually at Tiggy, what's the word? And
tell them how to spell that.
I'm a Tiggy, what's the word? It's T-Y-G-G-Y. What's the word? Just like that. W-H-A-T-S-T-H-E-W-O-R-D.
And if some of my listeners are down in Memphis, you can tell them your prices on your studio time.
Oh yeah, studio time, 40 an hour. You know, come holler at me. I'm gonna get you mixed and mastered. I do all of it with 40 an hour. It ain't no extra for mastering, extra for this. And I'm gonna do all of that 40 an hour. Come holler at me.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. And y'all know where to hit them up, man. It's Tiggy.
What's the word?
What's the motherfucking word? Not the motherfucking, just what's word.
And I'm starting to vlog on my YouTube channel. My YouTube is Boutiquity. And I'm going to start a vlog. And the vlog is actually named Tiggy, what's the word? And, I'm going to take you into the inside of my life as a producer / artist.
Okay. No doubt. No doubt. Well, y'all know what's up with me. Y'all see my studio and nobody come recording this motherfucker unless you part of Heat Level Entertainment. You feel me? But
Heat Level,
no doubt. Unless you, you know what I'm saying? You got some songs you're going to do with me or my guy Bo or something like that. Then you know what? I got you. See, I got the MIDI keyboard right here where I can make beats, but I just choose to keep it right there. Because I don't want to make no beat. You feel me? So, y'all, hey, man, I'm glad y'all checking this out, man. So, if y'all want to go check out my music, y'all know what to do. It's Joaquin, W-Y-Q-E-E-M. It's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. If y'all want to go watch the videos at Joaquin TV, that's W-Y-Q-E-E-M TV. That's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo TV, man. That's how you can do that. And if y'all want to go get this podcast, y'all go listen to this on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, HeatLevelPodcast.com, or wherever you get your motherfucking podcast. Or you can go to YouTube and type in Heat Level Podcast. If you don't know how to spell that shit, you stupid as fuck. So I ain't going to tell you how to spell it. So that's what's going on, man. So y'all make sure y'all check all that out. Like, comment, and share. Brutally honest question. I'm going to say it one more motherfucking time so y'all would know. Have you ever hurt a person you love out of spite? Y'all, if you're on YouTube, comment in the below and let me know. And if y'all got a brutally honest question, y'all put it in the comments on my podcast or in YouTube, and I would get back with it, and I'll put it on the show probably. And I probably won't. It just depends how I fucking feel. Okay, so we gonna get up out of here. Hey, Boutiquity. I'll be staying around after this so I can talk to you about some more things.
That's cool. You put a little extra on the end. That's cool, though.
That works. Boutiquity. My bad. I said Tiggy.
Yeah.
It's Boutiquity.
Yeah, Tiggy.
All right. Gotcha.
Not the quagmire.
Not the quagmire. Gotcha. So, for everybody that's listening, hey, man, Boutiquity got some stuff coming for y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tune in this shit. And y'all know how I always say, I'm about this bitch.